Our Lord was not trying to take anything away from his mother here. Certainly Our Lady is blessed because she gave birth to our Lord and reared him. And however, he knew that Our Lady wanted to stay in obscurity and not be praised publicly. So he praised her indirectly because she certainly is the blessed, the most blessed of all creatures, and she's certainly the one who heard the word of God most diligently, most earnestly, and put it into practice and observed it. So he was praising her indirectly, but he deflected the public praise, which is what she would have wanted and did want, and perhaps requested. But he teaches us another lesson in this gospel, that we are to hear the word of God and observe it. And he gives us another parable with the two sons who were asked by the father to, or commanded by the father to go into the vineyard and to work there. One said he would and he didn't, and the other said he did not want to, but he changed his mind and went and did it. And our Lord asked, which one did the Father's will? And it was the second, the son who did it, even though he didn't want to. So we are called to do God's will, to obey the commandments. We have to know the commandments, so we have to listen to the word of God, and listen to his commands, find out what they are, and then to do them and put them into practice as perfectly as we can. We're serving God, who demands perfection from us, so we're called to listen to every minute detail of the commandments and the word of God, and then to put them into practice as perfectly as possible, down to the finest detail. That's our duty in our Christian life as creatures of our Creator, to serve him in this perfect way. So we have to hear the word of God, which means we need to open our ears, open our mind and heart, and open our will to the word of God, which means not just by accident I heard the word of God and then I have to hear it, or I'm a captive audience at Sunday Mass, and so I have to hear the word of God and then I'll put it into practice because I heard it. But we hear the word of God diligently, to seek it out, to listen, to read scriptures on our own, to listen to the word of God in preaching, in what other people say, what wise men say, what our superiors say, what our parents say, what those in authority who are speaking the words of God to us. We're to hear willingly and diligently and earnestly, with a yearning for the word of God, to love the word of God, to find it my treasure. And this kind of seeking and longing and yearning for the word of God, this is what is meant by hearing the word of God, being open and latching onto it, absorbing it, wanting it with all my heart. And then there is another step, and that is to put it into practice, to ponder it, and to figure out how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to put the word of God into my actions, into my life, how I'm going to practice my faith, practice the words of Jesus. And so we have to cooperate with the word of God. We need to pray for the grace, if we find it difficult to put the commandments into practice, that we pray for the grace to be able to do it. So this is cooperation, observing the word of God, and keeping in mind those things that prevent us from doing the word of God, putting into practice our laziness, putting into practice the word of God because of my own interests, what I put before God's word, being lazy in the practice of it, not doing it well, doing it reluctantly. All these things prevent us from perfectly putting into practice the word of God. So let us take this to heart, the word of God, and practicing it with all our heart, soul, and strength to please God and to do our duty as his servants. Praise be Jesus and Mary.